Hello, and welcome to another episode of She Will Empower. I'm your host, Jessica Cherry. I am here to help you live in empowerment energy, to have the confidence you need to live the life you want, and to realize that you can go after your goals and your dreams. So let's enjoy this time together and let's get started. This week, I'm going to be talking about how many of us, including myself, feel so stagnant this time of year, especially mid-year, and how we can fall into the stagnant energy and feeling like we are stuck in the mud, and also how we can get out of it because I feel like I've been in one lately. So I want this podcast to be about real life. So a lot of my own personal life makes it on here onto the podcast because if I'm experiencing it, I know that I'm living a human experience. So I know that other people are out there going through the same thing. And I know this topic is relevant and I'm here for it. I'm here to be raw, real, and give my opinions and things that I've learned along the way. I know my energy has been spinning its wheels and I want to take a moment for all of us, including myself in this, and I want us to all to realize that these rut situations are completely normal and they are felt by us at all times and at some times and sometimes no times. And all of that is completely okay. So here we go. We are almost halfway through 2024. Can you believe it? Are you ready to be thinking about 2025? Or let's take it a step back. How about the fall or the last two quarters of 2024? How are those New Year's resolutions coming along? Have you broken them? Are you steady with them? Have you done it? Have you mastered them? Have you manifested that vision of yourself that you wanted to be and do and feel and act right on December 31st when that clock struck midnight? Are you becoming that version of yourself? Have you truly let go of the things that did not serve you in 2023, or are you still stringing them along? So this is the funky midpoint that we find ourselves in, this halfway point where many of us don't want to revisit those New Year's resolutions or those intentions that we wanted to embody and those new ideas that we wanted to manifest. Where are those in our lives right now in late May, early June? So some of us are in a rut, myself included. And if we are, how do we pull ourselves out of it? I think really taking a good self-reflecting moment and look at this first half of the year and bringing out all, you know, the old pen and paper to the table and really starting to journal our midpoint can definitely help us out. So later on, I'll be giving you some journaling prompts that will really help you get those creative juices flowing and get your wheels spinning and not be so stuck in the mud anymore. If you don't have a pen and paper right now, save this episode and come back to it because I don't want you to miss it. These will really help you dig deeper than just the surface level of your thoughts and get you going and get that stagnant energy out and get you feeling back into that inspired, energetic, fresh energy that is so powerful. And it's such a magnetic energy that we all want to live and desire. And I'm with you. I have felt this and I am feeling this at the moment, but I recognize it now. And now I know the tools to get out of it. So of course, I'm going to be sharing this empowerment energy with you. Even if I don't have all the answers, I think that listening to another person's perspective can definitely help you get a different perspective in your own situation. So it's a win-win, right? I get to talk about it. You get to listen. We get to just experience this together and get our wheels out of the mud. So first things first, how did we get here? Right? That is the main question. What is the main contributor? Because I think this question is such a fundamental question. And it's the first question to ask ourselves. It's also relevant in terms of how we look at ourselves, our own self-reflection, our own self-awareness, and doing this self-inventory, really take responsibility and know, how the fuck did I get in here, right? I feel so stuck, so stagnant, uninspired, just a blob. Because I think understanding how we got into this in the first place is going to really educate us on a deeper level, and it's going to teach us, or it's going to give us the roadmap of how we're actually going to pull ourselves out of it, right? So that was the first thing, is really taking a step back and looking from the outside, looking in and reflecting, how the hell did I get in this situation? So I'll tell you, for me personally, when I feel totally lazy and stuck is when I personally do not move my body. When I don't go for my walks, when I don't get that morning sun and that fresh morning air, I feel so I feel so stagnant, so stuck. Now, going for my morning walk has been more difficult for me in these past couple months because I wake up the kids, I get them dressed for school, I take them to school, I come back, and where I messed up was instead of saying, I'm going to go for my morning walk for 30 minutes, I have been saying, I'm going to catch up for my work for 30 minutes instead. And I did that daily again and again and again. And that becomes the new habit and replaced my morning walk. And it's bad and I know it. And I first started saying to myself, oh, you know, it's raining. I can't walk today in the rain. I'll catch up on my emails. And then it stopped raining. And I thought it was a good idea to keep working. And then that became the bad habit that I adopted. Even though my intention was good, it was in the long run, it was not good. It was definitely a bad habit and the one that has contributed to my rut feeling. And when I look back on it, I miss my walks because I see the deer in my neighborhood and the foxes and all the wildlife. And it's a really good feeling. Yes, I kind of live in the country. In the city, but in the country. And it's crazy how we can get off track even with something that gives us so much joy, with something so temporarily, and how that one temporary decision, that one decision that we didn't think was going to really amount to anything, how it can have such a ripple effect on us. All decisions we make totally affect us. Even the small, innocent ones that we don't think affect us truly do. So I would recommend to look at your life and see if you have any similar change of things and at what point did a change of healthy habits or a change of any kind happen and how did that affect you? Sometimes the smallest little changes we make are not that small and they cause a ripple effect in our lives. And sometimes these external things just come in and we make a decision and then the next thing you know, we're off track. We're a couple of months down the road, we have to stop and reevaluate how we're doing and adjust the sails so we can go back on track on the path that we are meant to be on. Getting into a rhythm of regular movement was a big one for me. And once I did the self-reflection work, moving my body, you know, our bodies in such a fundamental human way, you know, this body is our vessel, and we have to make sure that we are treating it, caring for it in the best way possible. So if you are stuck in your life for any reason, any area, maybe movement is something for you to look at as well. You know, have you been consistent with it? Are you moving in a way that feels good for you that doesn't feel like a punishment? I know for me, sometimes it feels like a punishment when I'm, you know, doing things like that. But, and if it's a gym that you go to and it feels like a punishment, you can always reframe it in your mind and tell yourself, I get to go to the gym. I get to move my body. I get to sweat. I get to work out, to move my limbs and stretch, because there are people out there that cannot. And if you are one of my listeners that cannot move your body, maybe you can have someone help you stretch it and get your muscles stretched out and help you get your blood flowing where you can move that energy in your body around and release some of that stagnant energy. You can even incorporate sound bath healing that helps you with your energy centers. I personally do sound bath healing. I have a business called Lone Star Sound Bath. You can follow me and comment that you heard about it on here. I would love to see you on there. That would be so awesome. But really, sound baths are truly helpful with your energy centers. Okay, so the second energetic drain that many of us have is the comfortable comfort zone. This place where all things eventually die, where you live the super cozy, comfy life. Everything gets stagnant and you don't challenge yourself or live out your dreams. Everything just is so comfy, cozy, but I mean, it's also stagnant. If you go so long without pushing yourself out of the comfort zone, you will feel that stuck energy. Things that can make you feel in the comfort zone are staying home a lot, doing the same thing, the same routine every single day for months, even years, not reaching out to people to make plans, living in your own little bubble, and becoming more secluded and more secluded and more secluded. Not saying that that's bad. Hear me out on this. But living in the comfort zone for too long can definitely contribute to stagnant energy and just an energetic rut overall. And let's be honest, the comfort zone is so nice, isn't it? It feels so good. And sometimes we don't want to do anything extra or challenge ourselves because that takes energy. And sometimes it's energy we just don't have, especially for us parents. I am a parent myself. I feel that our kids siphon our energy out of us on a consistent basis. My kids come into our rooms, for example, when they're scared, they feel sick, and we wake up in the middle of the night and we have to put them back to sleep, and that drains us. It really drains our energy for the next day. We don't get that high quality of sleep and are just on autopilot for the next day or week. So the comfort zone does sound like a really, really nice place to be. But in the long run, you definitely want to peek your head out of there and avoid feeling that stagnant energy and get motivated again, inspired, and in craving that life again. And I'm speaking from experience. I know I am there. I've been there. Being a parent is hard, and that comfort zone after you're so freaking tired with the kids and dealing with, you know, mom life and parent life all day, that comfort zone really does sound nice. It's really comfortable, but it's not a good thing for a long term. And also another point to make is when you're making friends, keep those dates. Sometimes it's easier not to want to go outside. You know, there's also, you know, the trending where make the dates, you want to feel included, but don't actually go. And that's how that's socially acceptable. You know, you want to feel included, but committing does take that effort of getting dressed, leaving the house, socializing, and then you come back to real life. But it's worth noting that it is good to have these friendships and relationships in your life and have people check up on you, seeing if you're well, how you're doing, if you're happy, all those things. They contribute and help you to get out of that stagnant energy because it's something new and exciting. So keep that in mind when you are making your dates with your friends. Okay, the third thing is focusing way too much on your work life and not having that work-life balance. Even if you love your job, it's still a great idea to unplug from it and go outside or live another version of your life. Life is not all about working until you die. That gets boring, that gets tedious, and it can open the door to a lot of other emotions too, like resentment. Well, I'll just take my personal example. I'm a director of operations for a nonprofit. I'm a mom influencer and blogger at Life of a Cherry Wife. I'm building my sound bath company at Lone Star Sound Bath. I do She Will Empower. I'm a board chair elect at a nonprofit. And I'm a mom with two small kids. I'm also a wife, a caretaker, and I have two elderly dogs. I can get burned out of work really easy. Just saying that sounds like potential burnout. And that burnout gives me no space in my life to create new things. And it can definitely put me in an energetic, stagnant energy for sure. So I think on this one, we really have to focus on what we want to live, right? How do we want to live? And when something doesn't serve us anymore or doesn't serve us well, it is time to cut the cord on what is weighing us down. I really have to take my own advice on this one because just listing how all those things I'm doing does seem like a lot. I want to focus on how I want to live and not just how I want to work, right? And I think a lot of us feel like that. We just work and accomplish and goals and goal setting and all that kind of stuff that we forget to live. And I think we all do this, or many of us do this. We are so much more than our job titles. And here's another thing. I am naturally an ambitious person. So sometimes we do load our plates with too much stuff, like things to do, activities, work, homework. And we get so stuck in a rut. We get so stuck in the stagnant energy. We spin our wheels in the mud. We need to take a step back and ask ourselves, for what purpose? When we don't know why we're doing something, I learned this in my NLP training. For one of the methods was this amazing question to ask ourselves, for what purpose? It's a great way to check yourself as to find out why you're doing these things. And especially, you know, mid-year, it's a great time. It's a great mid-year checkpoint to see if this still aligns with what you want in life. Does the work you do align with the life that you're wanting to make, or does it make you feeling like you're stuck? Does it make you feel stagnant? Is it just too much? That is such a heavy question, but it is definitely one to consider and one to come back to time and time again. It's healthy to have a check-in with yourself, even if we love our work, even if we're obsessed with our work. The human experience is more than just work. Work is not all of your identity. You only get one chance in this human body, and we are here to live and experience life and all it has to offer us. We are here to do everything that is available in our humanness before we expire and kick the can. And that is a realization I've had to come with when I'm like, how the hell am I so freaking stagnant? But it's okay. We get like that. It's also the human experience to get like that. And you know, I have been putting way too much effort on work and not enough effort on life. So for me personally, I'm taking my own advice here and I'm going to rearrange some things in my life. So that may be something that is coming up for y'all as well. Now here's something else that's really important. Respect your own personal boundaries. This could be with sleep time, not letting your body get enough sleep, and screen time before bed, which I am extremely guilty of. I even wrote this podcast out in bed, so I'm totally guilty here. I think not resting your body for the next day totally puts you in a bind for the day ahead. It can leave you starting the new day off with an energy that you don't have because you didn't get enough sleep or you were too busy, you know, scrolling Facebook or whatever you scroll. You don't have the energy to do the things you want to do, and it can leave you feeling like you're spinning your wheels and not getting the things that you want accomplished. And it can leave you feeling uninspired, having a lack of energy, just in a blah mood, and it can even lead to depression. So yeah, it's not a good place to be in. Speaking of that, you know, scrolling spiral that we get into, distractions can also be a reason that you're feeling like you're in a rut, and you have to come to grips with these external factors that can easily drain your energy big time. You can totally go down a rabbit hole of scrolling through social media and get wrapped up of what's happening with the world so much that it affects your ability to focus, to be inspired, to be productive, and to live in your gratitude receiving energy, your abundant energy. It can totally just fuck up everything and you feel like, you know, you're stuck in a rut or you're just stagnant in this blah. So one thing that I've done that has helped me a lot is I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV. So many people are shocked with this fact. I don't freaking watch TV. I don't watch the shows, but I had to seriously cut it out of my life because it was so easy for me to get caught up into what was going on. And there's always something bad happening in the world. You don't have to search for it. It finds you. And I was so empathetic of giving my energy to subjects, topics, peoples that I had to turn it off because it was draining me. I was worrying and I just could not deal with my own personal life, and it was definitely an energetic siphon. So what I personally did, and it's helped me out so much, I just got rid of it. Not rid of it physically because, you know, everybody else in my family watches TV, but I get so much more done because I'm not sitting on the couch just staring at the screen. Now, don't get me wrong. Once in a big while, I'll watch a show with my husband. He loves watching shows. He's always the first one to watch whatever is trending on Netflix. He's that guy, and that's what makes him happy. But for me, it was just so draining of my energy, and I didn't want to give into that anymore. So if there's a thing or activity that's draining you, try cutting it out of your life, cold turkey even if you can, and see what energy shift happens when you cut that out. So I hope these tips have helped you feel empowered again to take back your control in your life, to re-energize yourself, especially this mid-year. You know, we have this mid-year personal check-in. I feel that it is so important for us, and I want you to get reinvigorated. Just get that juice flowing again. Okay, if these things still don't get your tree shaking, here are some journaling prompts for you to dig a little deeper into your life, because sometimes we just scratch the surface level on why we're in this, you know, stagnation. Is that a word? Stagnation. And we're just in this energetic bleh. And sometimes these feelings of being stagnant, they go a lot deeper than what we initially thought they did. Sometimes it's a different color Band-Aid, but it's the same wound we didn't heal. And we're just, you know, smacking something else on it. For example, we will change jobs or buy a new car or new clothes, new partner, do something fun. But the root is still there, and it's still producing the same problem fruit. All right, here are the journaling prompts for you. This is going to help you get a clearer picture of what's going on in your life and to ask the questions you may not have asked yourself before. So let's get started. At this time, go ahead and pause this. If you need to, go grab a pen and paper or a tablet, whatever you need. Okay, so the first journal prompt question I want you to ask yourself is, here we go. Number one, where do I feel stuck in my life and why am I feeling this way? Number two, what do I believe will fix it and why do I think this will fix the situation? Number three, where do I want to be 1 year from now? What is the life that I want to live in a year? And what experiences do I want to create in my life? Number four, how much of that have I started doing? What parts of that have I made the first step towards? And what have I been procrastinating on? Oh, that procrastination, right? It's the devil. Number five, what is my number one thing that I feel like I can do to take an inspired action step to get the ball rolling and get unstuck and get back on track? Number six, what are the daily things that bring me joy in my life right now? And what little tiny things raise my energy and vibration and rejuvenate me currently? And what steps can I take to have more of that in my life? Number seven, and it's the last question. How will I hold myself accountable? Do I have an accountability partner? Is it a calendar? What is this? Answer these journaling prompts and you will have a much clear direction on where you're going to go, what sails to adjust, and I hope you get where you're going. I hope you enjoyed today's episodes, and I hope you found it helpful to get out of the rut, you know, get some new mid-year energy going. And if you did, please share with someone you know, tag me in your stories at She Will Empower. And of course, let me know what you think about this episode in the comments section. You can find me on social media under She Will Empower. You can also share this episode with people who have the same question or feel the same way and help a friend out. And as always, if you love this episode or others, please leave me a 5-star review, and I appreciate you, and I am so grateful you shared time with me today. I hope you have an amazing day, and also please feel free to send an episode topic. I am open for it. Thank you so much again for listening to today's episode. I love, appreciate, and I'm so grateful for you, and I cannot wait to connect with you again on our next episode. In the meantime, go out there, empower yourself, and live your best life at your highest potential. See you later. Bye.